want to turn now to the controversy surrounding the so-called newspaper advertorials promoting Project Ireland 2040. The controversy is not going away. Labour leader Brendan Howland described it as a vanity project designed to promote the interests of Fine Gael. He was talking about the Strategic Communications Unit. Here's what he had to say when we caught up with him a little earlier.
I think there is now an unanswerable case that this particular vanity project designed by the Taoiseach to promote the interests of Fine Gael rather than the interests of any government should be wound up. If there is to be a better coordination of government information, it can't be politicised in the way that the Strategic Communications Unit obviously is. I think that we've never seen in political history before in this country such a blatant use of the public's money, the taxpayers' money, to advance the cause of a political party, dressed up very inadequately as presenting the views of a government.
OK, that was Brendan Howland there, the Labour leader. We're joined for more on this by Timmy Dooley, Fine Gael TD for Clare, and of course opposition spokesperson for communications. Timmy, you heard what Brendan Howland had to say there, a vanity project to promote Fine Gael. It should be wound up. Is that Fianna Fáil's position too?
Good morning, Shane. Good morning. Well, I think if you look back even to the creation of this particular entity back before Christmas, Micheál Martin and others amongst us made that point very clear in the Dáil that we didn't see the purpose of it. We felt that it had the potential to be misused. Our fears have been borne out. When the budget was announced, as you know, an additional $5 million was made available to its work. Initially, it had been indicated that there would be two people as part of this unit. There's now 15, I understand, which is far greater numbers in the Department of the Taoiseach than there is dealing with either Northern Ireland or Brexit. Brendan is right. It is a vanity project. It's effectively a marketing tool to get the news of the government, or more particularly Fine Gael, out to the wider masses. They clearly haven't been happy with the way independent media and independent journalism generally has been reporting their stories. They seem to have a difficulty that as they see it, the good news is not getting out. And they're paying for their positive stories now to be presented to the general public.
Is there anything you guys can do about it? Sinn Féin saying over the weekend that they may move a motion in the Dáil calling for its abolition. A, would you support that? And B, would that have any practical impact?
Well, personally, I think that's the right way to go. Obviously, I'm speaking for myself here. The Parliamentary Party haven't met on this particular issue and we'll take a decision on that. But I certainly think that that's something that that needs to be done. As I said, Micheál Martin from the very start was against it.
You've made the run
party
on this. Could Fianna Fáil move this motion itself?
Oh, I'm sure we could, and it's something that I'll be taking to our front bench and Parliamentary Party later this week, but I don't want to take a position on it until such time as we have met to discuss. I do think, though, that the unit needs to be disbanded, and more particularly because of the dangerous precedent that it set. I mean, if we go back to brass tacks here, and Ellen Coyne in the Times Ireland edition has really done really important work in identifying what really went on here, which was the government asking newspapers right around the country to present this good news story, which the government was using taxpayers' money to pay for, that it needed to be presented as regular news, that it shouldn't have a title on the top that referred to it as advertising, that it should be sort of commingled into the paper to make it look like as if it was the paper's editorial team were presenting this information as their information. And that's very dangerous because that's blurring the line between government and an independent media. And this country has been served exceptionally well by generally what has been an independent media that holds all of us to account, and rightly so. When that starts to fall apart, when that starts to be influenced by money being spent by the government to promote, you know, the interests of the largest party,
it should go. Yeah, that's your bottom line. Will it go? Can you force this?
I certainly think that a motion in the House under private members' business would put significant pressure. But if I'm to look back at other private members' motions that have happened over the last number of months, I'd be sceptical as to whether or not the government will react. But I think over time, these issues will be addressed. I mean, right back when this unit was first conceived, Micheál Martin was very, very clear that if he was in power or when he would be in power, the unit would go. So, okay. I mean, I think it's our duty as an opposition and others to highlight the...
Okay, you'll make a decision this week on whether or not you'll move a motion on it at your parliamentary party.
That's correct.
Okay, Timmy, thanks indeed for talking to us. Timmy Dooley there of Fianna Fáil on that. Thanks indeed for joining us.